call from Hire My Caregiver.
Good afternoon. This is Jasmine. How can I assist you?
I'd like to speak to Iris.
This call is being recorded.
Good morning. Hello.
I'd like to speak to Iris.
Hi.
Gonzalez.
Ma'am, you're calling a home care agency. Did you need home care services?
Yes, ma'am, and I'm tired, and they won't help me.
Okay, let's get you some help. What's your name?
Gail Grove. G-R-O-V-E.
Miss Gail, it's Jasmine. How are you? How are you feeling today?
I'm not doing good at all.
Did your son come through?
No,
did he show up?
Who?
Your son. Did he show up yesterday?
No.
Oh, no.
Who?
Your son?
Yes, he ain't now.
Okay, good, good.
But you can't do nothing for me now.
I know.
I need to go to the hospital.
I know. We're waiting on the service coordinator. Let me see if she got a hold of her, okay? Give me 1 second. I'm going to follow up. Let me see. Hold on.
Don't you go up there. Don't you.
Okay, so Miss Ruth is trying to reach you. Give me 1 second so I can patch you through to her so we can get the service coordinator on the line, okay? 1 second.
Help me, please.
She's transferring you to Miss Ruth. Okay, she's going to further assist you. Please hold.
First, Ruth speaking.
I'm trying to reach Iris Gonzalez.
Okay. Is this Gail?
I have to go to the hospital, please. No call back, because she's not calling back.
What do you mean? I had spoken to you. You said you needed aid, right? Are you still in need of aid? Because we found
you. Yes, ma'am. I don't have no help, ma'am. Iris was supposed to send me help, and she didn't.
Okay, so Gail, I tried calling you before to let you know that we found two aides that could cover, they could work from 9 to 3 every day, okay, between the two of them. Okay, how does that sound?
Like what? Say that again, ma'am.
I'm saying that we found two caregivers, two aides that can work between both of them. They can work every day from 9 to 3.
All right.
Okay, how does that sound? That's
when are they coming? When are they coming?
So I first needed to confirm with you that you're okay with it, and then I will reach out to your service coordinator now. How about we call them together so we let them know they can send us the authorization so we can start. Once we have the authorization, we'll be able to start.
All right.
Okay, you want to hold on the phone, and then I'll try to get them on?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do, because I'm tired of hanging up because nobody don't call back.
I called you back before. I tried calling you. Could be you didn't realize it was me.
I don't remember. I don't remember.
Oh, so I'm just reminding you. That's okay if you don't remember. I'm just reminding you about it. Okay. Gail, just give me a minute.
Hey, ma'am.
Okay,
ma'am. I ain't got no clothes. I'm naked. I'm set up and I'm naked. I ain't got nothing to put on. Nothing.
Somebody on
the other line.
Gail, should we call the service coordinator now?
Call him.
You don't want to call?
Right here.
What? If we call them, they can send us the authorization.
Hold on now, somebody on the line.
Oh, God.
Hello?
No, no,
here. Yeah, who's speaking to you?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now, please.
Okay,
please.
We're going to call... Gail, we're going to call your service coordinator, okay? You just hold on. Okay?
What? Yeah. Why? For what? For what, love? For getting the soul. Please. Please. Oh, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, you see them die by the time somebody helps you. Lord have mercy. I hate dealing with these people. Dancing. Mercy. Please, somebody help me.
Oh, shit.
ain't got nothing. What you gonna do? You got a goddamn thing. You gotta wait for Jerry to bring you some fucking clothes. You ain't got shit, Slump. It's a damn shame. I ain't throw nothing away. I did not. I've been saving your shit for you, man. You threw it away. How long do they think we hold on? We kiss my ass.